Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Because I want us to just be in the presence of the Lord. See, I want to be in the place with the Almighty. I want to be in the holy place. I want to be in the place that we all long to be in. I want to feel His presence be around me all of the time. I want to be in the Holy of Holies. I just want to touch the hem of His garment. I just want to be in that one place where it's just me and it's just Jesus. And I'm just there and I just feel the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. And it's that special place that we look for, that we search for, and we long for time and time again. And I just want to be there and I want to dwell in that place. And I want God to quite simply just take me there. I want to be in the presence of my Lord and Savior. I want to be where God is. I want to be in the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies is such a sacred place, even in Scripture. In Scripture, only the high priest was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies. See, there was the courtyard, and then there was the holy place, and then after that was the veil, and it led into the Holy of Holies. See, commoners like ourselves would only be allowed to go into the courtyard, and then the priest would be allowed to go into the holy place where they would go and do just day-to-day rituals. But there was one place, the Holy of Holies, where only one person could enter, and they could only enter it in one day out of the year, and it's the Holy of Holies. See, we couldn't go into the Holy of Holies. We couldn't experience that. And I'm sure it was absolutely beautiful. I'm sure it was the most beautiful sight my eyes would ever see. But as we all know, that veil was torn the day that Jesus died on that cross. And what does that signify for you and me? That signifies that now I can have a relationship with God and I can enter that holy place. I can enter the Holy of Holies without having to go in with a high priest or without having to have that title of high priest. I can now enter into that place and I can go into this beautiful admiration. I can go into this beautiful praise with the Lord, and I can enter this place and I can spend this time one-on-one with God by myself, where God is speaking to me, where God is touching me, where God is working a miracle, where God is doing something. See, the Holy of Holies was believed to be where the presence of God resided. But that was guarded by the veil, and now that veil is gone. So where is the Holy of Holies? Where is it at, Brother Jake? Where is it at, Pastor? It's anywhere that I am, because the Bible says that God is omnipresent. Anywhere I go, God goes, and anywhere that I stop and I start worshiping the Lord, and anywhere that I stop and I go and I seek His face and I dig deep into the Word of God and I dig deep into my praise and into my worship, I can reach that holy place right then and right there. Let me tell you, there's been times where I've been driving to church. There's been times where I've been in that car ride by myself driving home, where I'll be listening to sermons and I can feel the Holy Ghost. There's been times when I've been sitting at work. I was talking to Brother Dusty about this a couple of Sundays ago, where I was listening to a sermon and I felt the Holy Ghost just fall so thick in my car. And I was sitting at work and my radio's going off left and right and people are doing things, but I don't care, because I am in the presence of God. I am in the presence of the Almighty. I felt myself enter the Holy of Holies. I felt the atmosphere shift in my car, and I knew that God was doing something, and I knew that God was speaking to me in that moment. I want to go to that place. Like I said, I'm not going to be long. There's a song that came to my heart and came to my mind as God has been dealing with me with this. And it's a very simple song, and it's the same title as my sermon. It's Take Me There. And it, like I said, it is a beautiful song, and when you listen to it, the melody is gorgeous, and the chords are played just right. And, you know, some chords that you listen to them, and you're like, ooh, that's beautiful. And it makes you tear up a little bit, you know. But I sat there, and I listened to the song, and I took the music out of it in my mind, and I just listened to the lyrics. And it says, take me to the place where your peace and your love overflow. Where my heart is set free from all shame and guilt, and chains are undone. Take me there. And then the chorus says, I want to know what it feels like when heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. I want to know what it feels like for the glory of the Lord to fall on me. And she says, take me there. She goes on to verse 2 and she says, take me to the place where your angels never cease to cry holy. Where the elders bow down and cast all of their crowns down at your feet. Take me there. And the bridge continues to say, and you come like a rushing wind, and I can't speak or stand, and just cry holy. And then it says, and you fall like a mighty rain, overtaking me with your glory. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy King of Heaven. And just when I thought I couldn't go, you take me deeper and you pull me closer. Because I want to know what it feels like. I want to know what it feels like when heaven touches earth. When you have so much mercy and so much grace that you let us, sinners, failures, because we fail every day, but you let heaven fall and touch us. And I want to be in that place where your angels are always crying out to you and worshiping you and saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.